I would like to share with you five things that we need to know regarding da'wah, regarding calling people to the truth and warning people against that which is evil. Number one, you have to realize that this is our job and not just the job of prophets. That's number one. It's our job and not just the job of prophets. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, بلغوا عني ولو آية. Convey my teachings, tell the people about me, about Islam, about Allah, about the deen, even if all what you know and understand was one hadith that you have full comprehension of and you're able to deliver in one way or another. بلغوا عني ولو آية, an ayah that you see your understanding. You see your brother, for example, making sajda, and you've seen him for days and weeks making sajda and his elbow and full arm touching the ground. And you know very well, you know the hadith and understanding that this is not the right sajda. It has to be lifted above a little bit further. And you never said that. لا بلغوا عني ولو آية. Something you should say. How would you feel? أسألك بالله. How do you feel if you were doing the wrong and someone knew it's wrong and they never corrected you? How do you feel about that? When you see someone making wudu in a very incorrect way or reading the Fatiha in a very inappropriate tajweed and you know what's wrong and you know what's right and yet you never said anything about it. It is not just the job of the imam or the mufti or the alim. It's your job if you understand within this capacity. بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Number two, realize that when you help others, you benefit. And when you do not, you are harmed. Realize that one more time. When you help someone, when you educate someone, you're helping yourself. And when you refuse not to, it doesn't stay neutral. It gets worse for all of you. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, مثل القائم على الحدود الله والواقع فيها, the example of the people who fulfill the commands of Allah, يأمرون بالمعروف, ينهون على المنكر, command good, forbid evil, and the ones that do not, here is the example. Like people who are boarding a ship, سفينة, فاستهموا عليه, so they're pulling, you know, drawing lots, who goes top, upper level, lower level, so they separate into two groups. A group goes to the upper level, they have the sea view, ocean view, and people go to the lower level, they don't see much because it's pretty much like a basement, locked. So the people in the bottom, whenever they want water, they go to the upper level, and then they drop a bucket, grab some water. But eventually some of them in the lower level said, we don't want to nu'dhi nas, we don't want to harm the people up there. We keep going upstairs, disturbing them. So let's not do that. Let's just drill a hole in our lower level, drill a hole and just grab the water from there. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, if the people do not stop them from drilling the hole, they will all drown. الكل يغرق. And if they stop them, فالكل ينجو. Then they all survive. You have to always think, and this is our deen. ارحموا من في الأرض, يرحمكم من في السماء. You have mercy on the people, Allah will have mercy on you. You see the connection? When you have mercy on someone, ما ترحم الناس, أنت ما تفضلت عليه. Don't think you have a favor upon them. You actually done you a favor in a way. Because now you gained Allah's rahmah. اغفروا يغفر الله لكم. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, forgive, Allah forgives you. شايف العلاقة, you see the connection? Allah says, Rasulullah says, conceal your brother and sister. Allah will conceal you. استر على أخوك, Allah يستر عليك. See the connection. So whenever you do the da'wah, you command good and so on, and you forbid the evil, al-manfa'a miss, not just for the one who receives it, but also to you as the one speaking or somehow sending that nasiha. And always keep that in mind. And also, of course, the reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does he say? Ad-dalu ala al-khayri kafa'ili. When you tell someone to do that which is good, and they end up doing it, you're banking hasanat, double a lifespan of a human being. It's not just your life for 20, 30 years. Now you got 60 because of the people that you helped. And so on and so forth. There was a German boxer that was many years ago who went to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, to get a prize for some of his accomplishments. He's not a Muslim at that time. During the ceremony in Riyadh, a sister, she comes and she gives him a German translated Quran. Who tells us a story? Who ends up sharing this? Obviously the boxer himself. He says, after I retired, 20 years later, 20 سنة, I was cleaning up my bookshelf, you know, new phase in my life after retirement. And as I was going through the books, I saw this German translated Quran, which that lady gave to me. Then he says, so I, out of curiosity, I opened the Quran, the translation, just first page. Here is the Fatiha, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. He was impressed by it. He looked at the other side of it. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. And he says, you know what? Islam kind of hit me a little bit. And I was, that's really interesting. The words really hit me hard, alhamdulillah. So he went to the Islamic center back in that city. So then he asked him, how do I accept Islam? Long story short, he accepted Islam. What did he do right after that? Right after that, he asked for pamphlets, booklets, books, and so on. They said, why? He said, to tell people about Islam. I mean, first day I accepted Islam, I think I have a job to do. I have a duty upon me to take. Allahu Akbar. And right then and there, he brought the pamphlets, the books, and so on, and he set up a table in the public in Germany. And he says, and the people start to come, oh, can I have an autograph? Can I take a picture? Known boxer in the area. And they took the pictures, and he signed the autograph until, at the end, he says, but please, before you leave, take this book. Before you leave, take this pamphlet. In 1 year, 104 people accepted Islam. You go, this is بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ أَيْهِ. He didn't know how to do, and that's your third point here. You deliver based on your capacity. That's your third tip. You might say, akhi, you know what, I'm not really, if I give khutbah, wallah, I will shake. There's no way I can do this. Who said da'wah is limited to khataba, to lecturing and preaching and so on? No, da'wah is within your capacity. That third tip is what the sister did. All the hasanat, the 104, is in mizan who? In which scale? That sister 20 years ago in Riyadh. And that's how you should look at it. What's my capacity? For example, my capacity, Majid, I deliver. And then someone else is good at video editing. He edits the video. He can't speak well, but he can edit well. Excellent. Someone else can write amazingly, kitabatu jamila. So you write, kullun ala qadri istata'ati. All based on your capacity. That's why, kuntum khayra ummah. When we're together, Allahu Akbar, unstoppable wallahi. Nas'Allah an yuwahidana ala tawheed. May Allah unite us upon the truth. And wallahi, once we're united, we're unstoppable. May Allah grant us strength, Amir Rabbil Alameen. What, you're a physician? You have a medical area? Na'am. Why don't you put magazines, GQ, Mish'arif, all these things? Put a pamphlet about Islam. Put something. Utilize this moment. You're a mechanic, you're this and that. There's ways to utilize the gifts Allah has given you to call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tip number 4. As you are delivering the message in any way, in shape or form, make sure you do it with adab, with respect, good manners, wa hikmah, and wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He clearly says, ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. Call people with wisdom and understanding. وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. And once you want, go into debate, maintain your akhlaq and mannerism. And you see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he perfected this. And he also warned you, even if you say the haqq and the truth, but if you say it in a bad way, ينقلب عليك. It goes against you. What's the hadith? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَإِنَّ سُوءَ الْخُلُقِ, bad character, ruins the deed. يُفْسِدُ الْعَمَلِ كَمَا يُفْسِدُ الْخَلِّ الْعَسَلِ. You're doing a great job, mashallah. You, for example, read the hadith, you understand it, the context, the content, phenomenal. You want to go talk to your mom and dad. You go very rough and harsh as if they're kuffar and munafiqeen and murtadeen and you're in the battlefield. Like, if you don't do this, father, you're a munafiq. You come pray in the masjid and look to what you do to mom and my. That's not how you talk. What your point is correct, but your method of delivery is miserable. So instead of you being rewarded, la, it backfires. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time he sent a group of people to the area of Najd. And there they captured one of the leaders from Banu Hanifa. His name was Tumama. When they captured him, this Tumama guy, he killed some of the Muslims. And alhamdulillah, they were able to capture him alive. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he commands the Sahaba to tie Tumama into one of the poles, A'midat al-Masjid. And he left him there. Tumama gets to see the Muslims, how they talk, how they interact, how they pray, how they have adab to Rasulullah sallam. He sees the conversations, there's no ghiba, no namima. It's very impressive how they dealt with him, food, drink, something quality, not misery and torture. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he comes to Thumama. He says, ma indaka ya Thumama. Thumama, what's in your mind? What do you have to say about this? Any thoughts? Any reflections? Any changes in mind? He says, ya Muhammad, ma indi illa khair. What I have is nothing but good. Three things. In taqtul taqtul dha dam. If you want to kill me, then I realize I killed one of your people and what you're doing is not something to be criticized for. Number two, wa in ta'fu, if you forgive me, then I am shakir. I'm very grateful. I will never forget this favor that you forgave me and you released me. وإن أردت المال, and if what you want is money to release me, then ask how much money you want, and I have the money that you need to pay for it. فتركه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم left him. He didn't say, okay, option two or three. He just left him. تركه. فجاء اليوم الثاني, next day. And I want you to realize, to Mama, seeing the Muslims, الأدب, الأخلاق, even with the prisoner who killed one of the Muslims. Second day, ما عندك يا ثمامة. ثمامة, what's new? Any changes, any reflections, any things you want to tell me? He says, ما قلت لك بالأمس. What I told yesterday, I tell you today. Three options, one, two, or three. You want to kill me, I killed one of your people. You want to forgive me, I'm very grateful. You want money, I'll pay you whatever you want to release me. He left him. Third day, ما عندك يا ثمامة. What I told you day one, what I told you day two, I tell you day three. أطلقوه, release him. طب, which option did you choose, Ya Rasulullah? None of the three. أتركوه, release him. فتركوه. ثمامة, he leaves the Masjid al-Nabawi, goes quite a distance near a palm tree, يغتسل, took a shower. He enters the Masjid, sees Rasulullah, and he says, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. طبعاً, it's a shock to the Sahaba. The leader of the Kafirin who killed one of us from Banu Hanifa, Thumama ibn Uthal, accepted Islam. Allahu Akbar. Then Thumama tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad, kunta abghad al-wujuhi ilay. You were the most hated person to me. Falyawma anta ahabba al-wujuhi ilay. Allahu Akbar. Today I don't love anyone more than I love you. Before, there's no religion I hated more than your religion. But today, your religion is the most beloved religion to me. There was no city I hated more than your city. But today, your city is the most beloved to me. Then he says, Ya Rasulullah, I was actually wanting to do Umrah. So he says, go fulfill your Umrah. So Thumama, that leader from Banu Hanifa, he enters Mecca. So they heard the news that Thumama, the leader of Banu Hanifa, accepted Islam. So they said, Asabat. Have you went astray? The Quraysh, the Kuffar. Oh, you've lost your way? He says, La wallah, laqad aslamt. No, by Allah, I accepted Islam. Wallahi la ta'tikum hinta hatta ya'mur biha Rasulullah. Wallahi, I will not give you a grain. He was a grain producer in Arabia, a major producer, and a dealer of it. And he says, I will not give you a single one until the Prophet approves of it, the transaction. Allahu Akbar, kadda izzah. But what changed him? It was not a halaqa. It was not a specific khutbah that he mentioned. It's just the attitude, the akhlaq, the character moved him. That was the method of da'wah. Remember number four, adab wa akhlaq wa hikmah wa maw'idha and wisdom. Subhanallah, New Orleans, not in this country. A news reporter comes to the masjid to do an interview about Ramadan. Very simple, out in New Orleans. And then when he came to do the interview, it was during iftar. So one of the leaders in the community, he says, would you mind us eating first, join us? And then after the breakfast, the iftar, you interview and ask whatever question that you want. He said, sure. So he came, he ate along. Allah's my witness. This man, at the end of the day, he accepts Islam. But why? What happened? I'm summarizing the story for you. One of the highlights of his that he mentioned to the people, he said, the way you guys were treating one another, though you were from different backgrounds, that's what hit him. Al-Abyad, Wal-Aswad, Al-Pakistani, Wal-Sudani, Wal-Yemeni, Wal-Filistini, Wal-Masri. It was so diverse. And you're like, bro, no, one more. No, you take it. And the way you guys were serving one another, it was just clean. It was pure. ما في حزبية, ما في وطنية زايدة. There's no that nationalism that pushes you away from other people. And he's a news reporter and he's seen wonders. And he accepts Islam. Al-Adab wal-Maw'idha, very critical. And wallahi, I'm not exaggerating when I tell you, most of the time, inshallah, when you tell people the truth, most of the time, the minimum is that they may not do it. But rarely are they disrespectful towards you. Rarely. I went to a mat'am, a restaurant here, not too far from this masjid. I went along with my daughters, and the restaurant was playing very vulgar language music. أغاني فيها كلمات ساقطة جدا. F word and this and that and so on and so forth. So you go, I went. Nicely, I said, you know what? The music being played has vulgar language. My kids are here. If you don't mind, please change it to like a news. You want to turn it off, but that language is unacceptable. Even legally, you have to know your rights. Because there's parental legal actions in terms of people who sell you songs when you're underage, by the way. They cannot sell you the explicit language to people under 18. Very nice, respectful. She said, no problem. And she turned it off. We bought the food. Make sure you tip just to kind of make the image, to kind of balance the sadness that they probably went through. And everything went well, alhamdulillah. It happens. It happens. But you do as much as you can. I'm not telling you it always, always works. وَمَا عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا الْبَلَغْ. That's the last one. Al-akhira. Your job is to convey. النتائج على الله. Result is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You tried, you were nice, you were this, you were that. You do your best. Back in the day, it was Al-Ajami restaurant back in the day. And then a guy was walking into the restaurant and he was smoking. It was a Sunday. And as I was walking behind him, he got the cigarette and he flicked it off like that. And then he entered into the restaurant. He opened the door. طبعاً I was like, this is so wrong. We had a cigar. I said, Salaamu Alaikum. Smile, a bit awkward smile. It's okay. Salaamu Alaikum, Sabah al Khair. Good morning. Akhi al Habib, Allah ybarik feek. Cigarette, Allah ybarik feek. He looked at me, he's like, Mashi. Went, grabbed the cigarette, threw it away. Ashiya basita, something very simple. It's not a mission, but it's difficult. I will not lie to you. I was shivering. I will lie. It's not easy. And I may not always do it, but sometimes you gotta do it. And then he learns, and then we all benefit. It becomes an environment that is clean, and may Allah protect us all. And remember, as I mentioned the last one, results is on Allah. You do the effort. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, if yawm al-qiyamah takes place, وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ, the moon and the sun, they are about to clash, and the earth is erupting, and the sky is being ripped apart, and you have a plant. أَدِكُمْ فَسِيلَ أَغْرِسَ. Plant it. طب مين حياكل? Who's going to eat from it? That's not your job. How long will it take to grow? That's not your job. You plant the seed and let Allah take care of the results. So remember that, so you don't get disappointed when people respond negatively. So think of the reward from Allah, not from the people. If they tell you thank you, take it as a bonus.